Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tuesday, August the 20th, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News podcast. New champions crowned and some notable absences from Raw last night. We'll get to that in a second. Also find out which 90s wrestling personality has been at the centre of a bidding war in 2019. And if you're missing The Undertaker, well, we know when he's coming back and I will share it with you before the end of the podcast.
Power slam centre of the ring! Titles are on the line! We have new Raw Tag Team Champions! Here are your winners and the new Raw Tag Team Champions, Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman!
The unlikeliest of duos have come together and we have new Tag Team Champions!
So Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman defeated the OC and became new Raw Tag Team Champions last night on Monday Night Raw. That was how the show closed, with Braun and Seth as your new champions. So earlier on in the night, Braun Strowman took on AJ Styles and that all broke down into shenanigans when the OC got involved, Seth Rollins got involved, and Seth said to Braun Strowman, look mate, I know you've been eyeing up my belt, how about we get rid of the OC, we deal with that problem, and then we can focus on our match together. So the result of that was a tag team title match for the main event, and Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman becoming the tag team champions. They join a long line of prestigious tag champs that don't quite get along. Guys like John Cena and Shawn Michaels from 2007. John Cena and Batista from 2008. Charlie Haas and Rico from 2002. Do you remember them? They were there as well. Other happenings from Raw last night. We saw the return of The Fiend, who attacked Jerry the King Lawler on the stage. As Jerry was getting medical treatment, the entire crowd were just chanting, Yowie Wowie. Sorry, Jerry. Sasha Banks attacks Natalia backstage and Becky Lynch has thrown down the challenge for Sasha. So expect those two to have a match probably at Clash of Champions. Roman Reigns defeated Dolph Ziggler after a very competitive match. All the scuttle that we've been hearing about Dolph Ziggler, I was very surprised to see him on Raw this week and being competitive against Roman Reigns. Rey Mysterio contemplated retirement and nearly unmasked last night. It wasn't until his son Dominic stepped in to stop him, and he said that he wants to team up with his dad before his retirement happens. We have speculated on this podcast about the wrestling prowess of Dominic. WWE, we reported, don't believe he's ready just yet. And the early suggestion was he'd make a wrestling debut sort of late 2020. This is either a really long punt for a match, or they're just going to roll with it at some point, Dominic as a wrestler. And in King of the Ring results, we saw Cedric Alexander and Samoa Joe advance to the next round of the tournament. Jack the Jobber is here later on today with Raw Graded. And Ross Twiddell will bring you all the Raw WTF moments from last night's show on our YouTube channel later today as well. Now, there were two notable absences from Raw last night. The first was the NXT announcement. So we've been talking about this quite a bit, and they'd even mentioned there was going to be an announcement on Raw tonight that didn't happen. We understand that that announcement was going to be the new two-hour NXT television show that will begin on USA Network from September the 18th. Dave Meltzer noted that the talent for NXT were given a heads up about the announcement last Thursday, and the stock market price over the last week is up, which, according to Dave, already reflects the story. AEW's Chris Jericho actually appeared on Busted Open Radio yesterday, and even he said, oh, yeah, WWE are about to announce NXT on USA Network. Chris Jericho getting the jump before WWE could get in there with their announcement. But hey, that announcement didn't come. But it wasn't just the announcement for NXT that was missing from Raw last night. Arguably, well, almost definitely more notably, Vince McMahon wasn't at Raw last night. Now, according to sources, Vince wasn't there and the show was being run by Triple H, Paul Heyman and Kevin Dunn. In fact, Paul Heyman was part of an earlier meeting that day, which normally he's not pally to. But because Vince hadn't been part of Raw that day, Paul Heyman was brought in to be a part of that meeting as well. No talk on where Vince McMahon was. It's just strange to imagine him not there because he has been so hands-on with Raw and SmackDown lately. He was conspicuous by his absence.
It's a sellout crowd. It's the commonplace when WCW goes worldwide. And oh, what a night. What a build-up this has been to the next 3 hours of great wrestling action wrapped in drama and controversy.
That is the voice of Tony Schiavone, WCW's greatest commentator in the history of our sport. And the talk is that Schiavone has been locked into a deal with AEW. This comes from PW Insider, who said Tony Schiavone will begin with them next week. And this all comes after, according to sources, WWE had made an offer to Tony Schiavone as well. We've talked on this podcast, you and I, about how WWE are currently hiring people that they may not necessarily want to work with per se, but just so they can have them on the books to keep them away from AEW. Tony Schiavone may have very well been a part of this new throwing money at people scheme that WWE are trying out. Nonetheless, what a time. A bidding war for Tony Schiavone in 2019. Stephen Amell, the actor, got very much bit by the wrestling bug over the last few years. So much so, he's about to star in a pro wrestling drama series. Deadline have reported that Amell will play a wrestler in Heels, which is a show about men and women chasing their dreams in the world of small town pro wrestling. I am intrigued to see how another wrestling drama series folds up, because they really captured lightning in a bottle with Glow on Netflix. And I'm wondering whether we can do that again. Stephen Amell's a good person to have in there because not only is he shown a bit of nous as a wrestler, but he's also got passion to be a wrestler. So you're hiring people for this job that actually know the biz. So we'll see what happens. AEW are going to get a special on TNT the day before their next pay-per-view event, which of course is All Out on August the 31st. They've updated their programming schedule and they're listing an AEW special on Friday, August the 30th. So we mentioned earlier about this NXT announcement that is officially forthcoming, how WWE want to get NXT on TV before AEW. This actually, if this is actually happening. So this means that AEW are officially on TV before NXT are. And The Undertaker will be making his WWE return next month, September the 10th to be exact. He's going to be part of SmackDown Live from Madison Square Garden in New York. This is the final show before Clash of Champions. They're bringing him in for that final event before the pay-per-view and at a famous arena that they have notoriously had trouble selling out recently. Kind of makes sense to bring The Undertaker in for that one. And finally, if there is a glow-shaped hole in your heart now season 3 is done and dusted, fret not, for former WWE Divas champion AJ Lee is writing the Glow comic book, which is due out in the autumn. Glow versus the Babyface is a brand new story about the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. So it doesn't really affect the canon of season 3, nor will it affect season 4. It's just a really nice little addition. Big fan of AJ Lee joining up with the guys from Glow. I'm excited to read it. I like a comic book and I like Glow. This ticks a lot of boxes in my world. Thank you so much for downloading the Cultaholic Daily News podcast today on our YouTube channel a bit later on. As I said, Raw graded with Jack the Jobber and WTF moments from Raw with Ross Twiddell. If you get a chance, if you give this a rating on Apple Podcasts, means more people can check out the good work you and I do. That'd be great. Thank you so much. I will speak to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.